Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 2, we were talking about how easy it is for people to place other people or things above the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Never follow opposition to truth. Never allow that to tamper with or to dictate to us the message. Never. When this happens among leaders, it jeopardizes the spiritual welfare of souls who look to them for help and guidance in the church. And I'm afraid that many of these preachers that once were fundamental, true to the word, had standards, now they've abandoned them, calling everybody legalist and so forth. I think they don't really realize, and they probably, because they turned that way, now they lack the capacity to understand. They just don't have the capacity to understand how much they have jeopardized the spiritual welfare of those souls that have looked to them for help and guidance. So it goes on to say, they seem to be somewhat. That's repeated in this one verse. By their position or appearance, they stood out as authority. I think probably it was due to their position, but they stood out. But God accepts no man's person, meaning God doesn't grant favor and acceptance based on a man's personal dignity or religiosity apart from Jesus Christ. Now, these men in conference were not going to add anything to him. That is, they weren't going to change his mind by their impressive position nor their demeanor. He needed no one there to make the gospel he preached authentic. Authenticity came from God and his word. That's what was important to him. It was very important to the Holy Spirit that we understand that, because it is too easy to get caught up in personalities. I was speaking one year on the Super Bowl, and usually each year at Super Bowl time, I just warned the people. I said, there are churches out there today that their Sunday night service, if they have one, it's going to be a Super Bowl time. And they may have a devotion just before the service starts, before the game starts, or during the halftime. But boy, if the Holy Spirit takes over, boy, a lot of people are going to be mad. Okay. And so I've said that, and I've had people come up and want to know why I'm attacking so-and-so's church. Well, there's a lot of churches doing it. I wasn't attacking anybody's church. But because they knew someone was doing it in town or somewhere else, they just said, okay, he's attacked that person. And I get a kick out of it because, and maybe I shouldn't, but I get a kick out of it because that personality has impressed them more than the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth that they are desecrating the worship of God in his house by watching a game. Now, I'm a guy that likes football. But if football becomes as important, even close to being as important as the house of God and the worship of God, then I don't need to be in the pulpit. So, he is not implying that they were tempting to try to draw him away and make him subservient. No, that's not what they're trying to do at all. At all. No, they were just men who were in position, and they're finding out what's going on. And so in verses 7 and 8 then, again, it says, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the circumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentile. Now, so this shows a specific call in ministry for Paul. Paul was the apostle to the Gentile, yet he preached to Jews every chance he got. Don't think any ministry which calls you dismisses other commands as witnessing, tithing, faithfulness, and holiness. I'm called to sing, so I don't believe that I should help in any way the Sunday school. You have no idea then of ministry and of the work of God. That is your attitude, by the way. And so again, circumcision and uncircumcision does not refer to two different gospels, rather to two different groups, Jew, Gentile. And we see that this gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto Paul. The gospel, as it was the same gospel, but was committed to Peter to take to the Jew. Doesn't that fly in the face of the Roman church that wants to make Peter the apostle of the Gentiles through their church? I don't know how Peter's wife felt about that, but we know he had a mother-in-law. No man in his right mind has a mother-in-law without a wife, does he? Now, I'm just joking. Don't write me a letter about that, but Peter was a married man. Now, and we have a couple examples in scriptures showing that he was a married man, by the way, as well. Again, we see that the gospel was committed unto him. And so God was going to stay with him because it was commitment. Now, the word itself means to be entrusted with. The same word as often is translated faith or belief, depending on the context. The present tense has the idea that God made a call to the Apostle Paul for him to take and do and keep doing till God takes him home. And this is what Paul actually did. The call was from God, not the active pursuit of Paul to convince God to call him. It wasn't a board that called Paul to be a preacher. No, God called him. But the fact is, his direction is from God. Do you know God's will for your life, my friend? The gospel committed unto him is the same gospel that was committed unto Peter. One was to the uncircumcision, the other one was to the circumcision. Yet Paul preached to Jews, Peter preached to Gentile. And so they're on equal ground. They're on the same ground. And you too have a call of God equal to the expectations as was theirs. For it says in Ephesians 2:10, says, for we are his, that is God's workmanship, created unto good works, which God hath before ordained. Even before you got saved, God ordained good works. He had a plan. He had a will for your life. He hath before ordained that you should walk in them. Therefore, you'll give an account of the call that God has called you. I think that there's going to be many in heaven. They're going to be asked, you didn't go, and this neighbor didn't get saved because of you. This mission field could have had many more saved because of you. This place could have had many. You said, Lord, I didn't even know I was supposed to be there. I didn't even know those people. Yeah, but I was trying to call you. I didn't know you was trying to call me. I know you didn't seek my face. You didn't seek to know my will. My Christian, if you're not seeking to know his will, if you're just expecting handwriting on the wall, you're expecting this loud, booming voice out of heaven, you may have a long wait. The relationship with Jesus Christ is a spiritual relationship. And so you're going to have to get on your knees and in the Word and seek to know God's will for your life and do it. As God told Ananias in Acts, of many things Paul would suffer because of Christ, Ananias wasn't real sure he wanted to go to Paul as the Lord had told him to do. But he went because God told him to do it. But then the Lord gave him an explanation. The Lord doesn't always give you an explanation, but whatever he saith to you, do it, as Mary told those at the marriage in Cana of Galilee. Now that takes us on in again to verse 8, where he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. Now, a parenthesis is also here, this entire verse, before going to verse 9. And so you wonder about that. Why is it that way? Well, the parenthesis, which is in the Greek as well, shows that this entire verse could have been left out, and the writing still would have made grammatical sense. But in that it was put in here, it is a very important principle the Lord wants us to see. Now, God's Holy Spirit did the work. Not Peter, not Paul. Anytime one sees the effectual working, which has nothing of the flesh and is all of the Spirit, you know it was God. You really didn't build that. You really didn't do that. God didn't. Listen, I've preached long enough, I've pastored long enough to have things that God has given me in the moment of time that I had not thought about, but God used in a special way, because God works that way. We're reminded of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You're of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But you've got to let he that is in you work through you and have free course in and through you. And you know, that's what God has to do. He has to work in you before he can work through you. That's why you need the Word. Now, the Galatians were in danger of getting caught up with the outward appearances and were about to forget the power behind it all. We must help others to focus on Christ, not ourselves. Anytime you hear a man say, that wouldn't have happened, everybody thinks it was a good thing, that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for me, just watch out. That person is about himself. And you know, there might be some good things that have happened, but those good things can suddenly disappear.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.